Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
And welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're continuing Irish ale season.
It is March after all, mm-hmm. Brad. So we've consumed Brian Boru, something from Beguile.
The Dicey Riley?
Oh, yeah, Dicey Riley.
I think we had it last year. Okay. And so I have some in the fridge, but I didn't bust it out because I think we had it.
Okay.
But we haven't had this from Old Irving.
Yeah, man. Lucky Lenny.
Yeah.
From OIB. 6%.
And it's tasty. It doesn't pack the punch of Brian the Boru. He might be the king of the Irish ale. Irish style.
Yeah. It somehow got fruity hops and bitter hops in it. And it's 6.5 compared to this 6%.
Yeah.
But this leans definitely on the malty, rich side. And it's fun. It's just easy and good.
Yeah, it's almost like you're drinking nothing. Like, it has a bit of malt and sweetness, but it just finishes clean and it disappears.
That's true. It's like a little soft. It's kind of nutty. A small, a little bit of nut.
Yeah, it's really cold too, so it's maybe we're losing some of that like toffee nuttiness.
I think I'm getting caraway. I don't know. Is that amaretto? No, neither one of those.
I don't know. It feels very light. It's kind of good. It's very good. I could see it going well with their burger or any kind of food in general.
That's true. Something to be said about beers that don't get in the way of food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really fitting that we're talking about Old Irving because Alarmist and Old Irving just released because the other one was Bee's Juice. Or no, this is Bee's Juice. The other one was LaBee's.
LaBee's, that's right.
And this is Bee's Juice.
Triple IPA?
Yeah.
I did see that.
Coming out of Old Irving, and it's the ugliest label you can ever imagine.
Yeah, man. I love when these two get together, man. So, shit, it's got like 7 hops, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, 1, 2, 3, 4. It just repeats. They got 4 hops.
Okay.
Yeah. Triple IPA, fucking 10.5%. Double dry hop.
I need to go pick this Bee's up, juice. Right? I have to. We have to have this. We got to go pick it up. I think it's available at Old Irving. I got these cans of this Irish style red at Binney's, so I wasn't over at Old Irving. But after having this, I might have to go pick up some more cans of this Bee's juice.
Pre-sale was Tuesday. I'm looking on Ozanar now. Oh, it's still available on Ozanar for $18.
Yeah, I bet. I don't think it's gonna sell out.
You know, fucking the other one was gone quick. You got some, and I went looking for it. Done. Over.
Right, so you're saying I gotta go tomorrow? I'll probably go Friday and pick some up.
Okay. All right.
And we'll have it. We'll have it for the next episode, but not next week, because next week we are brewing on location and hopefully doing an episode on location.
Yeah, we're going to Dundee to Emmett's, the original Emmett's, for Brew Day. What are we brewing, man?
There's a couple things on the table.
Okay.
I don't know. We're not buying the ingredients, so I don't.
So we might get, we still got 2 votes.
Yeah, we said a black IPA, because right. Nick loves black IPAs.
They're delicious, Brad.
And some sort of dark lager.
Okay. I'm okay with either of these.
Yeah.
Dark lager, they're going to serve it. They have to serve it in a cool mug if it's a dark lager, though.
Okay.
None of this pint glass business. If it's a dark lager, it's got to be a stein.
Okay.
The funkiest stein you got, or a dimple mug.
very tall steins. I want like the Leader steins but that are like the Kolsch thinness.
Yeah.
It's real tall.
Yeah, that one.
So yeah, we'll be that doing that on the next episode. So look for that. Hopefully, yeah, it'd be fun to be on location, chatting in person, and I don't know, doing some manual labor. Both just sit at the computer all day.
You know, it should be good to get out. And then brewing, like they say, man, is 90%, 10% artisanal, 90% janitorial.
Right.
So keeping stuff clean, moving around, raw ingredients. That's most of it.
Right. I've only brewed once, and that was when Maeve and I helped brew our wedding beer,
right,
Two Hoppy Hearts at Haymarket. That was my only time doing it.
Yeah. So. I drove up to Wild Onion in Barrington, and we brewed a beer called Deception.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was Schwartz beer. Surprise, surprise. It was a black Cascadian dark ale, if you will. So.
Nice. I feel like if we kick this off with... them on Dundee, we just gotta roll this with other breweries, which I feel like,
yeah, just keep going,
just do some other collaborations, and like let's come brew, even if it's not a Chicago Beer Pass beer.
Yeah, I mean, and it gives us a chance to get over to the spot.
Yeah,
yeah, and talk about all the things. Mm-hmm. I like that. We show up, we interview, we make a beer.
Yeah.
You know, this should be the format for 2022.
Whoa.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. So we're going to keep sipping on this 6% ale that is probably going to start to kick our ass.
Yeah. Like it's dangerous.
I feel like it might. And Nick's going to talk about his trip to the suburbs again. I also went to the suburbs as well.
I know, man. Don't leave me out there, man. rocking the suburbs. Suburb Beer Pass in full effect. Mm-hmm. That's probably what we should call it. Working title for this beer.
Chicago Land Beer Pass.
Man, where'd I go? You know, there's a name for this collective of breweries north of the city now. It's the in Lake County.
Okay.
Lake County Libations Trail.
Oh. Okay.
They even got like fancy barrel heads with a stamp on it. They have like a little you know, a little trifold that you can take with you. You open it up, it's got, you know, everything's numbered on where you should go, and there's a map. So, man. Yeah. Okay.
It's like the one, the Blue Island, and those guys down there, they have their own trail, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like it. You know, escaping Occupy Chicago is something that people do all the time. So, this makes total sense.
Yeah.
Plus, a number of breweries out there just kind of are just as many in the city, if you count the burbs. So I went to the artist formerly known as Prairie Craft. I went to Liquid Love, man.
All right. So this is in the most awkward strip mall. There's like a dentist next door, right?
Yeah.
Or like an actuary or something that isn't that exciting, right?
It's classic industrial strip mall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buffalo Grove.
Okay.
So...
And you had been to Prairie Craft before, mm-hmm. right? Did
right.
they do anything on the inside?
Oh, it's a completely different spot.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't remember Prairie Craft have much of a presence outside of, you know, stools and wooden chairs, right? But
yeah.
as far as like artwork and like, you know, branding, I don't really remember any of that. But when you walk into the Love Shack,
is that what it's called?
That's what it's called. I mean, you know, you're somewhere. You're somewhere groovy, man.
Okay.
You know, I think just like really cool artwork, big, bright colors everywhere. And just kind of warm, you know, classic rock and fucking, you know, just really like good vibes.
Okay.
You know, it's damn near some hippie shit, really. You know, it's pretty cool. And it was 70 degrees. I got seating out front. So, you know, I walk in at noon, right? You know, and I'm like... Yeah, I need to get to the bottom. This is Brad's. Is the reason I'm here. This is Brad's fault.
Right. So the brewer, the brewer/owner left to go work at Pipeworks.
Yeah,
and none of it. You went in and be like, I don't give me anything. I want to know what is happening.
Yeah, it happened to be. So first of all, they're a sour ale brewery now, so they try to keep as many.
They were like a milkshake kind of brewery, right?
Yeah, I thought they, as Prairie Crafts, no, well, they do sour ales mostly now. They try to keep the menu half sours, half pastry stouts.
Okay.
Yeah, and with the occasional IPA, the occasional lager. But half of what they do is sour ales now. Fruited sours. Yeah.
This is a weird trend. I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
I mean,
I don't. Like, how many sour ales are you going to drink?
We got a crowler to go. And then they're like the cool kid, you know, fruited sours. So they're like for milkshake sours, if you will, you know, where they're like super low ABV. They're going out of their way to just be, you know, fruit forward and kind of creamy with very little bitterness and very little, you know, very little like carbonation, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very fruited. It's almost like a nectar.
Right.
So it's a very, very strange phenomenon, but people love it, man. It was nonstop. You know, I like it in 6 ounce increments.
I guess it's the same group that love Hazy IPAs, right?
It's exactly.
Like they had to figure out. We talked about this. How do you transition from hazy IPAs to beer? Mm-hmm. They're like, no, we'll just keep making juice.
Yeah, yeah. I think you see a sub segment where, you know, well, Pastry Challenge is a good example of that. There's a festival in New York that does wrestling by Other Half, you know, and it's a celebration of hazies, pastry stouts, and fucking fruity sours.
Okay.
Right? You know, beers that don't really taste a whole lot like beer. Right? So I think that's what they're going with. So Liquid Love is a rebrand of Prairie Crafts. So it's still Prairie Craft LLC.
What?
Right.
I'm like mind blown.
And they were doing business as Prairie Craft LLC was doing business as Prairie Craft Brewing. And then they brought in this influx of, you know, new co-owners / investors who had a whole new concept.
Okay.
Liquid Love. So they adopted the Liquid Love concept, right, from their new ownership. But the agreement said, hey, if this goes south and you guys want to split, you know, we'll split, but then the Liquid Love concept stays with us. And if you guys want to leave, you guys can leave. That was their original agreement. Right. So it sounds like there was irreconcilable differences. The guys who started Prairie Craft, the original owners, didn't get along with the new co-owners, which was basically the Liquid Love guys. All new recipes, all new artwork, all new vibe. Right.
I feel like the Prairie Craft people got to listen to these new people because you were Prairie Craft.
It was weird, man.
It did not go well.
That part blew me, man. You know, so we went to the back. You know, they're showing us around the joint, and you know, one of the guys who's pouring the beer is a co-owner who owns the shop next door. You know?
Okay.
And I think he mentioned something about tubing, like industrial tubing. You know,
okay.
Like cars, buildings, everything's got tubes, right? So he's talking about that, and he shows us around the joint, super super chill guy, and he's breaking down how this all works. And he's showing, you know, I'm like, so kettle sours, you assume, you know, you're throwing souring yeast into the mash tun. Like, how's that work? And he's like, well, this is how it works, you know. So it's a clean beer that they make, and then they move it to pre-fermentation. They let it sit overnight in a different tank. And that's where the souring happens, in this designated tank,
okay.
Right? I don't know, lactic acid or, you know, yeast that helps it sour. It sits overnight, and then they transfer it to a fermenter.
Oh, okay.
And then they put it in a bright tank, and the bright tank is where the fruit is added. That's how they make sours. I was curious about that. So, yeah. Oh, but, you know, it's funny, man. Like, I kind of dug everything I had there. You know, it's just kind of a no frills. Hey, we're here to make these three styles of beer and play some fucking classic rock and then we're out. That's our style.
I want to try this beer because they've been kind of on our radar for a while since it launched, but I feel like I'm being duped. Like, you changed your name and you're trying to get me to like your beer. It reminds
Brad called shenanigans on this refresh.
Yeah, this is like right in the Irish time here where this is shenanigans.
I mean,
it reminds me of like Berghoff renaming the brewery to Adams Street.
Well, yeah.
It's the same. You're trying to trick me to come in, aren't you? You're still Berghoff. The beer is better at Adams Street. You've been, I haven't been. And the beer is better at Liquid Love than it was at Prairie Craft. But it didn't work. So yeah, you had to rebrand, or you had to like update it, because PrayerCraft is a terrible name.
PrayerCraft with a K, like yeah. like the cheese company.
Right.
Yeah, they got a stride now, at least with their whole aesthetic, you know, their whole style. It is a very much a vibe in that joint. But yeah, I mean, but this happens before. Look, crust pizza up in Rosemont.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same people that did the German beer hall.
Right.
What's the name of this plant? It's a fucking, it's a
national. Bederbrau. Not Bederbrau. Bederbrau should have done that.
The German beer hall.
The
German beer hall in Rosemont. It's the same crew.
Yeah.
They kept the same brewer and they just are slinging pizza now. You know, and it's called crust now.
That's what I feel like is also with like,
what's the name of that joint?
Hidden Hands.
Hofbrauhaus is what it was.
Like, what's Salamote doing?
I'm going in for another Lucky Lenny while we're
like,
talking.
Like, what's Salamote doing with another brand? Like, you guys have, this is your beer. You're trying to trick me into buying two from you.
Brad, you and I both know that beer people love nothing.
They love the new?
If they don't love nothing else, they love something new.
That's true.
You know? So, I mean, of course this is what people are going to do, man. You know? So, I mean, it makes total sense. And good for them, because I think it's far and away way cooler than what they were doing before.
Yeah. No, I agree. I just, yeah. All right, we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah. So.
Do I go now?
I mean, it's a good hang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, are you asking, should you participate in the Lake County
Libations
Trail? I mean, you absolutely should.
Is Half Day Road?
Half Day Road's up there. Literally, yeah. Dude, it's like from fucking, it's from Half Day Road up to Wisconsin, basically.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you could hit, like, all these stops. You know, it's like 30 stops or some shit.
I don't know why. I like going to Half Day Road. I think because they have food a lot, like Liquid Love doesn't have food, but Half Day Road's not impressive.
I like how he slows his tone down and slows everything down and really breaks it down.
I like hanging out there.
It's cool. When my daughter had a karate tournament like not far from there in Lincolnshire, and you know it was great for that. You know, on a Sunday, you know she's happy as hell about this little trophy she won.
Yeah,
hanging out at the brewery.
It's like a local rock bottom.
I mean, yeah, you know, Chili's. It's Chili's with a brew system.
Yeah, that's making pretty solid beer.
It's fine, right?
Yeah.
It's time and place.
Yeah. All right.
This place is by Walker Brothers Pancake House, which I'm a huge fan of that.
The Liquid Love?
Yeah.
Because they don't have food.
No.
When I was there, when it was PrayerCraft, someone had like Domino's delivered.
There's a ton of like strip malls and shit that just serve food all around. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's cool, man. So cheers to those guys.
All right, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Huh. Yeah, all the sours, you can see the sours. They got a nice barrel program, maybe like 20 barrels. So they're putting some of the sours in bourbon barrels, putting some of them in rum barrels.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that brewer owner or ex-owner founder guy, he like made out. He's like, I came up with this idea. Branding, we did it. You bought it. I'm out.
I mean, yeah.
Pay right? me.
I'm on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Right? You're kind of, that's exactly what he did. So, but from a distance, it all seemed kind of, none of it made sense.
Yeah. And if he was brewing like milkshake stouts and going to Pipeworks, that's not what they do. No. I don't even know what Pipeworks does anymore, but.
Ninjaverse Unicorn, man.
Is that all they do?
Whatever they do, you can guarantee there's either going to be a ninja or a unicorn in it.
I don't see their beer anymore.
Same. It's kind of weird how Pipeworks is like, it's right there in Logan, but they don't, you can go in there and sample stuff, but you can't have a full pour there.
Right.
And then there's no tap room. But I mean, as of the beloved Chicago breweries, they're kind of flying under the radar. Maybe they're selling beer in like Colorado and shit like that. Yeah. We just don't know.
They just kind of exist and people buy their stuff, and people like their stuff. It's good stuff. It is weird. It's not a Half Acre or a Rev where people are like hearing about it week after week.
I did like the Pipeworks approach that, hey, we're just going to announce it the day of that this barrel aged thing is available at the pub.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I did like that about them.
All right. So Liquid Love. Did you make it to any other stops in the Libration, Libertyville?
You know, went to Phase 3.
Okay.
You know, just to see what was going on there. They were doing a Mardi Gras party, so they were closing it for.
Okay.
Like a private Mardi Gras party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So there might right. You know, so there's beads everywhere. They were all set up for that. And then their release for the Mardi Gras party was a mixed 4-pack of Irish beers. So a dry Irish stout.
Irish and Mardi Gras do not go together. Basically. Right. I mean, they just exist at the same time.
That's exactly. Exactly. So I think dry Irish stout and Irish red ale was the mixed 4-pack. So nothing really to report there. You know, I think I had a, like you said, it's that season, so we just do the rounds, and everywhere you go, you get something malty. So I got the red ale at Liquid Love, and I got it here, too.
Nice.
They were about the same for me.
Okay.
So just kind of in and out there. Yeah. Yeah. And then third stop, I made my way up to Wakanda to Side Lot Brewing.
Nice.
Wakanda forever. First of all, Brad.
Of course, yeah.
So that was my 3-way stop. You know, if you're in the burbs, you gotta hit it 3 ways.
Okay.
You know, so that was what I did.
That's not a bad little run there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And you stayed away from Elmhurst this time.
Man, stayed away from Elmhurst.
Elmhurst and Downers Grove.
Man, shout out to Ravinia. You know, there's so many different ways you could play this 3-way. You know, I think this is the route. I wanted to go to fucking I wanted to go to Scorched Earth. And Roaring Table. I didn't make that
part
of the trip. No, so.
Mm. Okay. But
a lot of meat on the bone there still.
Yeah. I was also on the burbs, but I only did one stop. I didn't go to 3.
Okay.
I just did the Two Brothers Warrenville stop.
There you go. Dos Bros.
I did my taxes, and that is my classic after-tax drink and eat.
There you go.
Got my buffalo chicken sandwich and got like a pale ale, I think, or something. And it was nice. Warrenville location is still open. It was supposed to close.
Yeah.
I didn't try to get to the bottom of this like Nick did at Liquid Love. I think maybe the pandemic kind of put the brakes on that a little bit. And the Warrenville location, it was busy. It was, I want to say it was a Friday or Thursday like afternoon, and they were like, yeah, we're understaffed, like, just bear with us. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That's weird. That's the original Two Brothers.
Right.
Yeah. So they kind of outgrown it, man. They're going to close it.
They were, but I don't know if they are. Maybe it's just a slow build now. But at the same time, when we were talking about seeing pipework stuff, Two Brothers just kind of exists. Like, they had the Arizona brewery. I don't know if they still do. A lot of the packaging said, like, Scottsdale and Warrenville.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that's where the baseball screen training is. I remember that.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happening out there anymore.
Yeah.
They just kind of exist, and they had a lot of, like, new beers or beers I hadn't seen before. So cranking it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was a good little hang, and it doesn't change at all, so it's weird. It's just like,
I feel like you need spots like that, right? Where they're not trying to do anything trendy. You know, Two Brothers, much in the way of Lagunitas and Three Floyds or anybody from the 90s, right? They just kind of got better at that core offerings that they were releasing.
Yeah, right? The beer is what you expect, and the food also hasn't changed. Like, a lot of places also pared down their menu. They kept it the same, and it's still just okay.
Okay.
Like, it's like you're just going there for lunch. It's not you don't want to go there for the food and then they have beer. You're just like, I went here because it's a brew pub and I got fries and my sandwich kind of thing.
So it's kind of like Half Acre's like that for me. Like, I love Half Acre. I mean, their food's fine.
Okay.
It does, you know, I'm not like...
Weren't they supposed to... Wasn't Big Star going to be their food?
Yeah, people? Yeah. I think Paul Kahn was supposed to go and shake things up over there. I don't think that happened, though.
Mm.
I mean, same with Rev, honestly. Like, you know, the Rev, I think the food's good. The food's better at Rev than it is at Half Acre. But I don't know if I'm going to either one of those for the eats. Right?
Probably not, yeah. More Rev than Half Acre for me.
You know, surprisingly, I think I'm totally on board with their food and their beer. Fucking more.
More, okay.
I kind of dig both at more.
Damn. Yeah. I still haven't gone.
We were at fucking...
Oh, I was thinking more the other M-O-O-R.
Oh, no, that's... They contract brew.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about Moore's Beer Company. Named after the Moors from like the... from like 500 AD.
Shit, that's
no
confusing as well.
I mean, they're both pronounced the same, so no, Moore's, yeah. Moore's Beer Company brews out of 18th Street.
Yeah, but yeah. Moore.
I'm like, what's he talking about? I was right next to this fucking guy at the fucking Moore. I mean, we literally drove together.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Italian beef egg rolls. So pretty good.
Not bad.
I'm going there for both things. And then my other stop, which also is basically like in line with Two Brothers, was Goose Island Clybourne.
Brad's keeping it classic, man.
Like,
no? Wait, were you, you, know, you went to get the preview for the party next week?
I know. I was like, what are you guys serving me next week? But you don't go to either. You end up at both of those. You yeah. don't choose to go to either of those, right? Like okay. Two Brothers right. or Goose Island Clybourne. They're sort of like, I need what they offer. And okay. I'm over there, right?
I hear that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I made it. You know, they were giving away some White Sox shit one time at Clybourne. I think if you got the burger, you know, the fries come in a helmet, you get to keep the helmet. And it's okay. like a real helmet.
Yeah.
So I went for that. And a baseball card.
Okay.
So I went for that.
Yeah.
But to your point, other than that, I'm not really, like, going out of my way to just be like, well, let's go to Clybourne.
Yeah. I think we were the reason I ended up there is we were at, we were just, like, grocery shopping and running errands over there.
Yeah.
And we would usually get, like, sandwiches or wraps at Whole Foods, and they didn't have any. So we're like, all right, I guess we'll go to Goose Island Clybourne. So they were the equivalent to us, like, we could either get a wrap or we're like, should we just get Jimmy John's? We'll go to Goose Clybourne.
This fucking show, man, I swear. This show is something, man.
But I did have a really good beer. I had this historic pale ale
right on.
That was brewed, I guess, to... with the Brew Museum?
Oh, yes, the Brewseum.
Brewseum. And it was to celebrate 19th century women tavern owners.
Okay.
So, and it was Women's Day the day I was there, so I felt like that was a good beer to get.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Right on.
I may have got like a cold snap, I think it was called. It was a coffee, 5% coffee stout. That was really good.
Yeah. I think it's called the Brew House now. Right.
Okay.
They're called Goose Island Clybourne Brew House because they snatched out the loft upstairs and the basement seats right. to make room for this brewery, bigger brewing equipment so they could make more of these beers.
There was actually a lot of beers on the menu, which almost led me to like, if we're going Wednesday, do we want to go early?
Oh.
And like try a couple of these beers that we... Like,
well, we're going to be in fucking West Dundee that day.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe.
There was a lot on the menu. I was kind of like, shit. I was like, oh, I just want something simple. So I went for that.
That's fair. Yeah, you know. And then that is Chicago's oldest brew pub, you know. I'm not the biggest fan of the way they did the revamp.
No.
But
I don't think anyone is.
I think the old one was way better.
Yeah.
But it is Chicago's oldest brew pub. And yeah. It's just, there's something, I always have sentimental ties to that place when I'm there. I'm just reminded of all the, you know, a lot of the coolest events I've ever been to were there. Fucking Stout Fest at Clybourne, like the old Stout Fest. I mean.
That's right, yeah.
It was, man, that was like their St. Patty's Day party. And oh, it was yeah. a total fucking train wreck, man. It was mm-hmm. great. It's really one of the best parties.
But yeah, it was good. We got some food. Had a beer, and then it hit the spot. And we're going back there next week for this. Is it Bourbon County dinner again? No.
I think it's their seasonal dinner.
Okay.
So the last one was the first day of fall, and then this one's their spring 2022 dinner.
But the last one focused on Bourbon Counties. We had all Bourbon County.
Oh shit, you're right. Yeah, they did just they just referred to it as their fall dinner.
Okay.
But it was a BCS showcase. Now, as you think about it, except for their welcome beer, right?
Right.
But yeah, these are all different. I think the last one is BCS, and that's it.
Okay.
BCS Prop 2019 is the last one.
Okay.
Everything else is like all different stuff.
They had like most of the Bourbon Counties on tap that you could get them.
I mean, it goes to show you how much of that stuff they're making.
Right. And that no one bought it.
You know, it's tough. I think a lot of other breweries caught up with Bourbon County. But the idea of a barrel-aged stout isn't like, there's not a small list of people that make good barrel-aged stouts. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's a pretty good list nowadays.
Right.
You know, there's a few crews that make really good stouts. So, yeah. And then, so, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The scene is changing a little bit.
Totally. Well, that was our week of spots. You know, surprisingly, we're hitting up all these new spots every week. Or not maybe new, but different spots that we hadn't hit up in the last year or 2 years. So it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not the it's not the drum beat.
Right. Like, it's not the Half Acre again, or I'm at Haymarket again. I'm at Peace. How many times can I go to Peace and Red?
But shout out to Haymarket. I did go over there and try some of the beers from the residency. I forgot about that.
Oh, nice.
I went for those beers. You know, okay. Because I think it was six of them. We were talking about Turner House in the pre-show.
Right. But Turner House over on 47th Street, which they're tiny.
I feel like that's somebody's condo, right? Like, is that a brewery on 47th Street?
We're 2E.
So it's Black Horizon, Turner House, Moore's, the creators of Harold's Honey Ale, Funky Town. That's five.
Not Vice T-shirt's gone, right?
No, and I'm still missing one. But I got five this time. We didn't get five.
The Suburban one.
Yeah, Black Horizon.
Black Horizon. Okay, yeah. You said that. Okay.
Oh, so so y'all made this beer called the Chicago Common, and it refers to like a Chicago Uncommon. I apologize. Chicago Uncommon. And it refers to like, it's an ode to like this certain color of a Chicago brick that is, you know, a lot of buildings use, apparently. I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Is that what the beer, because it's people thought this brick was ugly.
Yeah.
But Chicago was like, it's cheap. We're gonna use it.
So when you see the ad for the party, you know the ad for the party is this brick wall with just the names of all the participants. Yeah. And I didn't get that, but that's what it refers to.
It's basically the red brick,
Chicago Common brick. So they tried to make a beer that kind of looked as looked like the brick.
So it was like a red brown kind of color.
Yeah, and it was it's called the Chicago Uncommon, and it was a common ale, which I think is a lager that uses ale yeast.
Okay.
No, that can't be right. It's a lager that uses ale ingredients, right?
I forget. Okay.
Something like that. It's this hybrid of an ale and a lager.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So tried that.
I kind of want to go try it.
It's actually pretty good.
I just learned about this like brick like 4 months ago.
I didn't know about it at all. So it's then Black Horizon has a double IPA on that's really good. And then there was one more. The creators of Harold's 83, they have a cream ale on.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this Haymarket, man, so you can get, you know, I think we got Indignant, a pour of Indignant. We got a 12-ounce can of Claire's Thirsty Ale.
Nice.
And then you can get, like, six beers from this residency, too. And then it's full throttle at Haymarket. So I think we just grabbed a seat.
You know, okay.
It was cool, man.
Nice little run there.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, damn. Okay. I'm glad you got to try those. I was curious to know what they were doing, the story, and you know, just everyone brewing there. It's pretty cool.
Out of all of them, out of all the beers I had, I think the Chicago Uncommon was my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was really good.
Cool. So yeah, that was a week. What's coming up this week, or what's on the news? Later this month, I saw that Penrose is celebrating their 8th anniversary. I believe that's they are having a party March 26th. Tickets are available on their website.
Mm-hmm.
8 years for Penrose.
Whew, really?
Yeah, I remember interviewing Ken Hunnameter and I interviewed them at Hopleaf when they announced this.
Yeah.
That feels like 6, not 8 to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you guys broke the story. And you broke off color too. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's going by fast, Brad.
Right.
It's going by really fast. Cheers to Penrose. I've been out there once. I've always been a fan of their stuff. So.
Yeah. And then I also saw Salamoth is celebrating their 10 year this year. They don't have a party yet, but I'm sure they're having a party. And that's also, man, 10 years. First ran into those guys at Beer Under Glass. Interviewed them on a Hopcast Beer Under Glass episode. That's probably on YouTube still.
Yeah, right.
See, 10 year young Hopcast crew and Salamoth crew.
Naperville, Illinois, second location in Logan Square.
Yeah. Which I've been thinking about just rolling over there as soon as it warms up, finally.
Yeah. Yeah, cheers to both of those crews. What else is in the news? Oh, we talked about P3. P3 is coming.
Phase 3.
Yeah, Phase 3 is coming to Elmhurst.
They're adding to the docket of that run. So do you continue to go to Lunar? Or do you give up Lunar to go to Phase 3?
That was a curveball right there. You know,
you got to go to Lunar. Lunar's like just, you got to have a beer there.
Yeah, I think you start, every trip to the West Burbs, you got to start at Lunar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what's funny about this is that Phase 3's brewmaster, Brewdad Moore and neighboring, right. What's it, where, Villa Park.
Yeah.
Neighboring Villa Park is where Phase 3 got their start. And now they're putting their second location next door to Villa Park.
I feel like that's a fuck you. Feels like a fuck you.
Yeah, it's like, we're coming. So Elmhurst all of a sudden has two breweries. You know, Elmhurst, man, when you look at it on a map, it's surprisingly pretty big. There's Elmhurst Brewing Company, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then Elmhurst actually starts at Roosevelt, and then it goes all the way up to Fullerton.
Oh, wow.
Right. So put in city terms, if you're at Lagunitas, from Lagunitas to Rev, tap, not Rev Brew Pub,
ooh,
on Fullerton, right?
Okay.
Like that's a pretty wide space. Size. Yeah, they just kind of tease this out. There's no real details. There's just a silhouette of the Illinois map and two little birds designating the two locations.
And I think the tweet was like Elmhurst with the eyes or Elmhurst with the beer, whatever. Yeah.
So that puts you in play for all the things, man. Standard Meadery, Afterthought, Downers Grove isn't that far.
Noon Whistle.
Yeah, all that stuff's in play. And then, like you said, you don't have to go. Lake Zurich is a trek. Lake Zurich is out there.
Yeah.
So this is their satellite location just outside the city.
But no dates on when. It was more just to like, Elmhurst were coming.
Yeah, and then no real information. Like, are they buying Elmhurst Brewing Company?
No, I thought they were like, they're crushing it over there.
Right? I mean, yeah. But they could have been made an offer they can't refuse. I don't know. So that was in the news. Also in the news, Brad, the results of the Logan Square Draught Beer Preservation Society.
Okay.
They had a beer crawl called March 4th for Froth.
Okay.
So they went to 6 breweries, 6 bars in Logan Square.
Okay.
And in Avondale.
Avondale.
And then they ranked them all.
All right. So let's go backwards. What a 6. Work our way to 1.
Number 6 is Ludlow Liquors.
Okay.
So that's the old Orbit Room.
Yeah.
Right off California. Number 5 is Reed's Local. This is a place I've never been.
I haven't even heard of that.
So Reed's Local is on Belmont, right before you hit the overpass for the expressway.
Okay.
So right before you hit Belmont and Kedzie, there's Reed's Local.
Okay.
Yeah. Kuma's Corner is number 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the original Kuma's. You know, Kuma's got a few locations now. Number 3 is this new bar called the Wolfhound Bar and Kitchen.
Damn, okay.
So you know where Bucket of Blood Records is?
Yeah.
This joint is like right next door.
So right across from like a...
like 6 Corners, right? Beer Temple.
Beer Temple,
it's right next. It's right next to Beer Temple. Number 2 is the Demon Tap.
Okay. Yeah. That was going to ask. Like, I'm surprised Kuma's was on there and not a demon.
Yeah, Demon Tap takes the number two spot. And number one, no surprise here, is the Beer Temple.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That's a weird little... it's really just in that, like, intersection.
Yeah, so that's Elston, Belmont, Cali.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really, like, the heart of Avondale.
The only other thing you'd throw in there is Metropolitan.
Yeah, and it looks like these were pub crawls.
Okay.
So, I mean, a brew pub is a pub, no?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. But they didn't throw... Brad Kedzie on here. So maybe it was places that don't make beer. Pubs that don't make beer. Right? Because you would easily throw...
I don't know what else would be right there. There is a... Is it Sleeping Village?
Yeah, Sleeping Village.
It's right down there, right?
Belmont. Yeah.
I hear good things about... But that's more like cocktails, right? I've never actually gone
Sleeping
in.
Sleeping Village has got like 20 beers on tap, too.
I've never even gone in.
Sleeping Village is nice. And it's like a little... It's like a music venue.
Yeah,
they got a whole patio.
They didn't like.
There's a new spot over there too. I've been at a spot, Central Park Bar. It's on Central Park, just south of Belmont on Central Park.
Okay.
It's it's this old Polish bar, I think, that was just gonna go out of business, and then the two fans of the bar bought it and revamped it, and that's a cocktail forward bar, okay. But they have beers. But that place is really cool too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a solid list, but it doesn't include like a bunch of other places we just mentioned.
So. Yeah. Yeah. But according to them boys, that's that's their ranking. Six. Yeah. Those are the
top six on this street that we could walk to. Nice. Anything else in the news?
No, I think that's it, man.
All right. Then we should get out of here before we open another can of this Irish style.
It's going down smooth, man.
I know, it's so good. Like we said, next week we'll be on location, so look for that episode, and then we'll be talking about on the following episode probably our brew day and our dinner at Goose Island. So stay tuned. I don't know, we're just rocking out the episodes. The Versus episode just went on the YouTube channel.
Hell yeah,
look for that. We'll be doing some other beer reviews as well, so look for that. But Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. Instagram, huh? We're keeping it pretty active every day.
I dig it, man. Every single day.
Yeah. Sometimes twice if I don't notice Nick posted and I'm like, oh, I'm here too. Oh, wait, shit. And then I get my mom asking like, oh, how was Liquid Love? I was like, I didn't go.
The Love Shack, man. Doing it for the love, man.
But yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.